WGN. Stephanie Klett is here, the president and CEO of Visit Lake Geneva. Our Best of the Midwest takes you to places in the Midwest. We give you some of the best places to go and things to do, and this is both of those. How are you, Stephanie?
I'm doing great. It's so nice to talk with you.
So we've been talking a lot about this as it's been approaching. I've been watching the weather. It sounds like January 29th to February 2nd, you're going to have cold weather, not freezing weather, maybe not much snow, but you can make that, right?
Absolutely. So coming up January 29th through February 2nd is the 30th annual Winterfest in Lake Geneva. And this includes America's Snow Sculpting Invitational. And it's an event we need a lot of snow for, because these 15 teams each carve a block of snow, and they need 150 tons of snow to make those 15 blocks that are 8 by 8 by 10 feet tall.
Wow.
So it doesn't matter if we have snow, because we get it from the Grand Geneva's mountaintop, and we actually like it when the sidewalks are clear. The weather's going to be perfect. No polar vortex, no snowstorm anticipated, knock on wood. So we're just ready for this event and ready to host folks from across the country.
The snow's, what's the consistency of the snow? I presume you tamp it down. Is it like ice? Is it like snow? What's it like?
You know, that's actually a really good question, because the feedback that we get from our snow sculptors, and they come from Minnesota and Wisconsin and Illinois that know good snow, to Alaska and Vermont and Colorado, they say that the snow consistency for this event is the best snow that they work with. So when they create these blocks of ice, for me, that's one of the cool parts of the event that not many people see but can. They pile it in this square form,
yeah,
and they put up a few people at the very top. They go up by ladder or a crane, and they just have to stomp and compress the snow for about 30 minutes to get it just right.
How do they carve it then? Do they use chainsaws or axes or picks, or what do they do?
Well, you know what? No power tools are allowed. So some of them make their own tools, but a lot of them will use just a plain saw or a machete. So they have some scary tools, so you might want to stay away from that part. Which is why we rope things off, so you're close to the action, but not too close so you get hurt.
We're talking about the Winterfest and the America's Snow Sculpting Invitational. 15 teams, truly from Alaska to Illinois, from Vermont to Colorado, they show up. Who knew that that was a thing? Are these hobbyists, or are they competing for a cash prize?
You know, it's funny, again, that you asked that, because last year was the first time we offered a cash prize, and we just thought they'd all go crazy over it. And they were like, we'd rather have you pay our expenses. So this year, we're paying the majority of their expenses. And of course, the hotels here all donate rooms for these sculptors. And there are 45 of them, because each team is made up of three snow sculptors. And then they do bring an alternate, just in case somebody gets sick or, you know, goes down. So, yeah, there's no cash anymore, but they get a beautiful award. They get bragging rights, and then they have the option to hit the World Snow Celebration in Stillwater, Minnesota.
Oh, is this a qualifying round?
Yes.
So, boy, they would look. I just want to say this, and I'll ask you more questions about some of the other things that are going on in Lake Geneva. We're talking with Stephanie Klett, the president and CEO of Visit Lake Geneva. The 29th of this month, Jan 29 through February 2nd, is this Snow Sculpting Invitational. And, of course, they have 50 blocks of ice carved in front of stores all around Lake Geneva as well. But I just want to say that it's hard to describe how beautiful and elaborate these are, how feathery and fine they are. It's amazing that they can do this with snow.
You know, it really is. And snow sculpting is known as subtractive art, because you have this big, massive block that is nothing, and then you remove and shape the snow to reveal the design. And I love that. Sometimes these snow sculptures, you know, it's Mother Nature. You're carving Mother Nature. So it'll last a couple days after the event or a month. The record I've seen personally was almost 6 weeks. And it is, you know, the fact that they're not using tools that have power. They make snow sculptures, and I know you've seen this, John, that it looks like it's flying,
yeah,
or floating or moving.
Swimming.
And so, yeah. If you've never seen it up close, it's super cool.
Yeah.
And these snow sculptors love talking to the audience, like the crowds going by. So if you have a question, they're happy to answer. And they're also happy, you know, minus when they have like 2 hours left to finish their sculpture, because they only have 3 days, so 72 hours. But during that time, you know, they're usually at a pretty even pace and happy to have a photo with you and answer questions. And
I see.
I think that's what makes it so cool.
So then when do you decide who wins, and how do you decide who wins?
So a good question. We have a People's Choice Award, which is the fun one. So anyone can vote. And we tally that up when Winter Fest is over on Sunday at 5 p.m., the last day. But otherwise, the awards happen Saturday at 3 p.m. at our famous Riviera, which is our iconic historic downtown building. And there are four judges. And these judges are they all have a huge background in art, snow sculpting, and like big material sculpting. So they come fully credentialed. And then they also do an artist choice. So the 15 snow sculptors themselves vote on the team they think should win.
Hmm. What else? Okay, so I'll go for that. I'll go for the ice sculptures around town. Winterfest, anything else that you want to make sure we know about in Lake Geneva?
Oh, my goodness. Bonfires on the beach is so fun. And we also have fire art performers. So picture a Hawaiian luau, only it's in the winter on snow on a frozen beach. They're, you know, twirling fire baton and fire hoops. And then we're doing human dog sled races. So get a team of six people. Bring your friends, bring your family, one musher, one rider, four runners, and you can kind of dress crazy, dress to impress, we call it, and race down Riviera Beach to be the top dog. And so it's just a wonderful event. A lot of the boutiques downtown have sales. The restaurants are packed. There's live music, and it's a great nighttime scene.
Yeah.
And so I really recommend coming in the evening as well.
Well, shoot, we've got less than a week to do this now. Is it too late to get a room?
It is not. So rooms are still available. And thank goodness we have huge resorts here. And lots of accommodations. We have some really unusual short-term rentals. For example, you can, if you come with a lot of friends, I recommend you book the indoor glamping. So instead of camping outside, you're glamping inside in your own tent with a comfortable bed. And there are 11 of them in this great room. It is so cool. You have to see it to believe it. And so you can still get a place, but it'll get pretty packed.
Where do I go now if I want to find out more, Stephanie? What's the best website?
Go to visitlakegeneva.com, and you'll see an event listed at the top, and you'll click on that, and it'll bring you to Winterfest 2025.
And door to door, I'm downtown Chicago. You're in Lake Geneva. 90 minutes max? What do you think?
90 minutes, and you're in a whole different world. And you're getting the best of both worlds, the hustle and bustle of Chicago, and then this small, charming resort community on the lake.
Visit LakeGeneva.com, visitlakegeneva.com. There's Stephanie Klett, president and CEO of Visit Lake Geneva. We'll see you soon, Stephanie. Well done.
Thanks, John.
That's our best of the Midwest. We do it on Thursdays. We give you some good spots to go, things to do.